This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
Suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
All right, special gift to Super Don as we start the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sunday afternoon edition or morning, depending on where you are. Welcome, my friends. Coffee time for Super D. Hey, you know what? Frank Sinatra can bring me into the first broadcast day of the week any day. You know? Can we agree on that, even if we disagree about Neil Diamond versus Barry Manilow? Can we go, yeah, Frank Sinatra, no problem?
You wanna make that a thing?
I don't. You know, it's
Sunday
a nice way to ease
with
into
Frank Sinatra?
It's hard to say no to that. But, of course, what will millennials say? What will they think? Or maybe they think he's
like
cool.
Frank who?
We do some Frank Stallone. He's got some good tunes, too.
That's true.
Anyway, coffee on our minds today as we start the show. By the way, folks, welcome. RobertScottBell.com. Notes will be up eventually if they're not already. I don't even know. I just came in from the parking lot. Like, what? What are you talking about? Well, I sent you a picture, Super D. My son's a senior in high school, and evidently they get to paint their parking spaces. And it's kind of funny because my son has a little 50cc scooter to scoot around town in. And, you know, not like the other seniors. They got their big, bad four-wheel drive trucks and stuff. But he's getting 100 miles to the gallon, so he's all right. But, you know, of all the things he wanted to do designs for, he chose the Gadsden flag, Don't Tread on Me. And
nice.
It's not a snowflake high school. They said, sure, go for it. So we were doing that. He even brought his little sister down because she's the artist to draw the snake. So we were out there today. And, boy, you know what? I'd rather be achy because I'm in my garden than bending over to help block out letters and stuff on a you know, a paint canvas on the ground, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the fact that he put the Gadsden flag, though, I think is cool. So that's probably – I'll bet you there probably aren't too many of those of the kids that are doing this. You know, they're probably painting cool pictures of stuff, you know, whatever like that. The Gadsden flag. Go figure, right? Robert Scott Bell's son picks the Gadsden flag. That's kind
of
cool.
A lot of Disney Mickey Mouse ears I saw among the students.
Sure.
And you know, I was just thinking if he was in a public school, they'd be calling Homeland Security.
Oh, right.
It's snowflakes. They can't handle anything that says don't tread on me. Anyway, good job, Elijah. Appreciate that. It was very good. Very good choice. And anyway, achy, so I'm taking some Arnica, some advanced Arnica from my good buddy, Dr. Frank King, King Bio. And coffee, though, right? I wake up and I have my yerba mate. I'm not a coffee guy, although I appreciate it. We've talked about this, Super D. We've talked about coffee. It can be a wonderful medicinal subject and substance when used appropriately. And I would prefer, of course, to make sure these things haven't been massively sprayed when they've been grown. So that's why I think cleaner coffee is better. If you can find out how the coffee is grown, not just shade grown, as they say, oh, shade grown. But, hey, what are they doing in the shade, right? Are they spraying it with toxic chemicals in the shade or not? These are important things if you're going to percolate through it and drink it. It makes sense. There are other good things in coffee, but my goodness, Super Don, do you I mean, Dunkin' Death Coffee, does that turn you on? Or are you doing some real stuff?
Dunkin' Death?
Isn't that what it sounds called?
That sounds very macabre. Yeah. Dunkin' Death.
Quality coffee. I mean, doesn't it matter?
When I can, yes.
Right.
And, you know, I always remember when we talk about quality coffee, was that coffee that you got when you were where? Where were you? You sent me that coffee. It came in a little, like, burlap sack.
Yeah, Jamaica Mon.
Right.
It was the Blue Mountain stuff. That was some real good stuff,
wasn't
it?
That was some good stuff, for sure.
Yeah, I got to go back and get some more of that. It's like the millennials are coffee snobs, but I don't think there's anything wrong with being a coffee snob, although I don't think Starbucks coffee is snobby enough, because I just don't know how the grown, how are they grown? How are the coffee beans for Starbucks grown? I just don't know. It got me concerned.
Well, they're probably their run of the mill coffee is, you know, it's not going to be the shade grown, fair trade, organic, but you do have those options when you go there to order those types of coffees, but you have to ask for it.
Will they brew it up for you right there, or you just have to take the beans home?
No, they'll brew it up there.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay, so there are options to be really an orthorexic coffee snob. That's excellent. All right, that's something better than I didn't know. But there's another aspect to this, because, Super Don, you wanted to talk coffee, because I posted something from our friends Ty Bollinger and the gang from The Truth About Cancer. And it goes a little something like this.
Coffee's ready. I'm dying. Nowhere left for me to run now. Got that feeling. Paint the ceiling. Buttons popping. Ain't no stopping. Enema. Coffee enema. Enema. Coffee enema. Enema.
Somehow I don't think David Lee Roth sang that way.
No, you don't think so?
I have a sense that he'd probably be all for it, though, right? Because he's kind of hip, martial arts kind of guy. They're into things. And if you know anything about the history of coffee enemas, or even just kind of colon hydrotherapy kind of stuff, it goes back 1 or 2 years. It's not a new concept, is the point. But there are folks that are just real reticent, reluctant to embrace this. And you know what? I'm not going to say everybody has to do it. That's not my way of going about it. But certainly, if you're dealing with cancer and you're looking holistically to overcome cancer, it becomes very critical because of the toxins, you know, that are, as you're killing the cancer cells, there's a debris field that is just overwhelming a cancer patient, because they're already liver toxic. They're already selenium deficient. There's so many problems working against their ability to metabolize and detoxify regular metabolic waste. It's an extreme example of necessity for liver health. We got to help, and it's a desperate situation. It could be life or death. Now, for those of you who don't like coffee enemas or don't like the thought of them, don't get cancer. Okay? Then you don't have to consider this. Or, I shall say, take a lot more whole food selenium. And we'll get to that with Chris Barr next hour. Not a doc. He's coming back on board. We're going to have a good discussion next hour on that and many other things, including gallbladder issues. But the whole idea of colon cleansing, as I say, is not new. There's evidence that it goes back to the ancient Egyptians, the Greeks, the Romans, the Hindus, the Chinese, the Sumerians. And why? Because you recognize that health begins in the colon. It could be begins or ends in the colon. It just depends on the way it should be. I know a lot of people say, hey, that's an outboard motor. Nothing's going in there. I get that. And listen, it was a traumatic experience for me when I was a youngster, because I was severely constipated to the point where I was hospitalized. I'm not making this up. And when I was still single digits in age, I don't remember how old I was, 8, 9, 10 years old. Maybe I was double digit. I don't know. I was down in Florida, I think it was. Yeah, it was so bad I could not move my bowels as a child, and I had to be hospitalized. Now, thank goodness, as the story goes, my father, the pharmaceutical rep or division manager to be at that point, worked for the CB Fleet Pharmaceutical Company. And y'all know what they make. Fleet enemas. So the good news is they didn't charge us for the enemas. But man, oh man, was it a traumatic experience for little old Scotty Bell at the time. What are you doing? And then, of course, the explosive response is like, oh, this is not good. Not good at all. And so for me to come back years later and go, you know what? That wasn't a bad idea. to get somebody out of crisis. So that's the point of the coffee enema. It's someone that's in crisis and needs to get out of it. We've talked about the extreme measures taken for people who are so mercury toxic and lead toxic that it's life or death. That's how they discovered EDTA, synthetic amino acids, injectable via intravenous delivery. It's not a normal necessity, but there are extreme cases where I say, you know what? You got to do an intervention, and then let's get you back on the right track. Let's get all those whole food nutrients working for you. But when the colon is sludged up, clogged up, not moving, there's a lot of toxicity, autotoxicity. There's some disasters happening within you that need to be moved out. And we've said it many times over the years here. The most important member of your community is not the doctor, the lawyer, the policeman. It's the garbage man. The garbage man is number one on the list, because when they stop taking the garbage away, all disease begins to be possible. You want to talk about turning the United States into Haiti after an earthquake or a hurricane or something like that, where there's no movement of the trash that builds up and builds up, then you have the festering wounds of microbes. The law of the terrain, Antoine Béchamp explained it so well. It isn't the bug that gets you. It's the terrain that the bug lives in that overwhelms you when your terrain is so toxic and polluted. And so that's the reason for the coffee enema, Super Don. If you don't feel like you're there yet, okay. But I want people to understand why.
Well, and people do appreciate that. And I'm trying to remember, wasn't it Chris Barr was the one that gave me the out on the situation? Right? Where he's like, well, you know, it's okay. Just take lots of selenium. You'll be all right.
Correct. And I agree. Like I said, this is the thing. If we have adequate glutathione production, which is reliant on selenium, then the body can detoxify. But if the colon is so gummed up, there are reference points in terms of necessity for some of you to look to extreme measures, colon hydrotherapy or other things. Again, these are ancient thoughts. This is not me talking about it coming out of the blue. But the idea here is, especially if you're addressing cancer, especially if you've been through chemo, you have devastated the function, the motility of your gut. If you've been on antibiotics, sometimes we have to take extreme measures to get the garbage out, to allow the function to return as we restore integrity to the what we call the form, the actual cells there. But in the meantime, caffeine delivered via coffee through the colon into the liver directly, not the adrenal, stimulates the liver, dumps the enhances, in fact, glutathione production, but dumps the toxins immediately back out into the colon and then on out. Remember, we want whole food nutrition. We're not dismissing that. But I want to give you a perspective here. Since we open with coffee, we're talking about it in both ends. New Surgeon General coming up. Should we applaud or should we run for cover? We got that and more after the break.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week here on the United States of Health Talk Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show, heard around the world also on UK Health Radio, our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCN, and it's sending out to all our affiliates around the country. We're glad you're with me. Us, I shall say, because Super Don is here next hour. Not a doc. Chris Barr is going to join us, and we've got a lot more to do. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355 to learn more about whatever you want to learn about. Call me. Otherwise, you know, you could just listen to whatever the government tells you about health and healing, because you know they're always right. Yeah, I know, a little sarcastic. But there's a new Surgeon General in town, according to
this.
Yeah,
I think.
You think? Yeah, you think, or new Surgeon General, you think? Which way do we go on that?
Well, yeah, I think, because, you know, the previous Surgeon General, who was that Vivek?
Oh, Murthy. Yeah, the
Murthy.
Guy that
yes.
liked to sneeze into his elbow with Elmo. Remember
yeah.
that? This
yeah.
is right, because we're all a bunch of kids watching Sesame Street when it comes to health and healing in America. Now, I would prefer not to pay attention at all. In fact, I don't really pay attention other than to make absurd fun of what Surgeons General typically say. But there is a new Surgeon General, and he was confirmed this past week. And he's pledged to take on the opioid epidemic. Who is this guy, Super Don?
This would be Dr. Jerome Adams, and he's the former health commissioner for the state of Indiana.
Is that right? Now, if we're to determine if this is a good guy or a bad guy from our perspective, we want to see who endorses him, right? Who's excited that he's on board, that he's been made Surgeon General. Wouldn't that be a good litmus for us?
That's always a good thing to look at. Because, listen, if you're endorsed by, Merck, Now, yeah. Okay, that's a good thing to know, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly. You know, or something along those lines. So I did a little digging this morning, and I discovered that he has been endorsed and is being applauded by an organization we haven't talked about in a long time.
Yeah, it's a secret identity, apparently, and we got an audio clip from this guy when they asked him, you know, who he really is, and this is what he said.
Yes, he's true. I am Nacho.
He's what? Apparently Nacho Libre. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding, because look, the organization that is most excited about him being Surgeon General is, in fact, Nacho, the National Association of County and City Health Officials. This is a group we've covered before. Nacho, very dangerous group, not because they're throwing GMO corn chips at your kids.
But, okay, hold on a second. How can you even, how can you even take seriously an organization who, when they put themselves together and decide, let's come up with a neat acronym for our organization. What should it be? Well, I don't know. Maybe if we, how about Nacho? Nacho?
Yeah. No, not exactly Super Don. It's like, more like this.
Nacho!
That's what happens when you walk in the door of their office, right?
Yeah. It's their doorbell.
Welcome
it's their
to Nacho.
Yeah, it's a little anticlimactic at the end there. But Nacho apparently applauds the nomination of Jerome Adams, MD, MPH, as the next U.S. Surgeon General. He was apparently, in Indiana he was something. He was the Surgeon General of Indiana. Health Commissioner, okay. And let's see, why do they applaud Dr. Adams? Oh, here it is. Dr. Adams is a staunch advocate for the importance of vaccines in preventing costly and unnecessary illness. Now, it's not likely that anybody was going to nominate someone who didn't have that perspective on vaccines, because we're so totally lost as a culture as to what brings genuine health and healing that we actually believe that injecting toxic medicaments and heavy metals and aborted fetal cells into innocent babies is good for them. That's how retarded. Did I say that? Yes! Our brains have become, in America, that the vast majority of Americans believe that that's good medicine, that that's good prevention. And we got to call it like it is. One day we're going to look back and say, yes, we were indeed mentally retarded for thinking that injecting toxic poisons into little babies, much less healthy adults, was a good idea. He's a staunch advocate, but who isn't at that level, right? Who wouldn't be if they wanted to achieve high status in our government? He probably believes HIV causes AIDS, too. Yeah, that's the kind of crazies we got in America. Oh, my gosh. Have I stepped in it, Super Don? Are we going to have any listeners, or are we going to have snowflakes melting all over this country thinking, what kind of health show is this? It's the kind of health show that gives you the information you won't get anywhere else, certainly not from a Surgeon General, whether it's a friend of Elmo's or Nacho's. It doesn't matter.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes, or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, do we have any homeopathic remedies for political correctness? I mean, to make me politically correct. No, there aren't any. Don't worry about it. Don't even try. Listen, folks, if I upset anybody out there in the last segment because I utilized two words and put them together that were actually accurate, that's okay. It's okay. You'll get over it. Because the reality is, one day you're going to look back, if you haven't already figured this out, and say, we royally screwed up our health system in America. Devastatingly so. We look to the government to tell us what to do, what to eat, what to drink, what to inject, how to protect us from Well, let's say microbes that would not be around unless we were toxic and polluted. When's the Surgeon General going to get up there and talk about something like coffee enemas or selenium, for that matter? It's not happening. You know, if the Surgeon General wanted to do a good job and really help Americans, you get up there and you know what? Our food supply is genetically engineered and filled with pesticides. The American people, well, start growing gardens. Start growing your food organically at home, in your backyard, in your side yard, in your front yard. And then maybe, yeah, I would actually say, yeah, the Surgeon General's onto something. But first and foremost, the Surgeon General needs to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. But of course, it might be too shocking for him because he's an advocate of vaccines for children. I'm an advocate for a 5-year moratorium or a permanent moratorium because we've got better ways to prevent disease that have nothing to do with injecting toxic poisons into the bodies of little innocent babies. If that's shocking to you, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is just the beginning. I'm not an advocate to force you to do what I want you to do, but I'm darn sure going to say, don't try forcing me to do what you want me to do when it comes to the health of myself or my kids. And we need more moms and dads to stand up for their children in that way against those forces of evil, corrupted by global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, in corrupting the health of Americans through American government. Through FDA, through CDC, we can go into the control of freedom of speech through the FTC as well. To speak out about these things is shocking still. I think we still can. We'll find out if we're on the air tomorrow. But my gosh, do we really need a Surgeon General? Do we need one to tell us to sneeze into our elbows or now to tell us to vaccinate? This Jerome Adams, it looks like he's got more pigment than me, and that's cool. He's got different pigment, and we're all different pigmentally. There's nobody really black. There's nobody really white, in fact. But the reality is, if you align yourself with groups, and if we group each other by pigment, we say, oh, he would be considered black or African-American, depending on the heritage, where it comes from. Jerome, Dr. Jerome Adams, do you know that your children, young African-American males, given the MMR shot on time or early, have triple the risk for developing autism and other neurological injuries? Did anybody make you aware of that? I don't know. But again, if pigment is important to you, if your own so-called group identity is important to you, do you think you'd want to protect your group? No, we want to vaccinate everybody all the time, without fail, without question. In fact, parents that are questioning vaccines, they need to be quieted. We can't have that. No. In America, don't be shutting down this speech. Moms and dads out there need to be speaking out, and a lot of them are, for the tragedies that have occurred because they believe people like Jerome Adams, the new Surgeon General, and who Nacho says, yeah, he's great because he believes in vaccines. Now, again, I've never met the man. I haven't had a personal discussion with him. Maybe things are changing behind the scenes because we do know Donald Trump is very aware of the risks and dangers of vaccines and the injuries coming from them, and he's been made very aware by RFK Jr., about the lack of science supportive of safety, much less efficacy. So things could be changing behind the scenes, and I'm going to grant that possibility that there's stuff going on that we don't know behind the scenes that might start having folks look at this thing a little bit differently. But a lot of the damage to that's done by vaccination, although they say neurological, it's very real. A lot of that damage transits through the gut, destroying the microbiome and the home for the microbiome. Now, if we go back to Antoine Béchamp, Claude Bernard, these are the people that were the real geniuses, the real scientists, especially if you compare them to Louis Pasteur, the thief, you begin to say, oh my gosh, we've learned completely upside down, inside out, and wrong about how disease occurs. Now, a lot in modern scientific medicine is now saying, hey, you know what? We didn't know about this gut thing. It's pretty interesting. Everything seems to be transiting through the gut. The microbiome is important. The bacteria are important. Maybe we shouldn't destroy it. Or if it's destroyed, maybe we should somehow repair it. And that's the idea, of course. Probiotics is only one small step, a significant step, but a small step in regards to healing the gut, because you can't put good guys into the wrong environment and expect them to live. This is why I wrote about the Silver Aloe Gut Recovery Protocol in Unlock the Power to Heal with Ty Bollinger. Because it was so critical not only to replenish the good bacteria, but to heal the gut itself so that the bacteria would have the proper home so they could go, hey, we're here again. It's all good. We can break down food. We can produce neurotransmitters. We can work with your endocrine system. We can do all the good things the gut is supposed to do. The stuff that antibiotics destroy, the stuff that chlorine and fluoride destroys, the stuff that vaccines destroy, additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, all of that destroyed. By the time you figure it out, you might need a colon hydrotherapist intervention. I'm just saying. It's up for you to decide, but Surgeon General is not going to recommend it. So we are here on the Robert Scott Bell Show 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Occasionally, we'll reference it. Occasionally, to the chagrin of Super Don, when we do coffee enemas. But I think we did a balanced discussion of coffee enemas today, Super D.
Yeah, no, it was good. And, you know, the funny thing is yes, I mean, we joke about it, and we have our differing opinions. But, you know, quite often it's kind of just a joking thing. And so, you know, it just seemed appropriate that we go into a little more depth into the why and what it does. So, yeah, you know... As I was sitting here drinking my coffee, it was morning time. I was looking at my coffee, and I was like, why not?
Why not? All right. See, Super D will even go where he doesn't want to go, at least in the discussion realm. RobertScottBell.com, Cap Morgan, still working the notes. We've got lots of updates on upcoming events we're going to let you know about as well. But let's dive into a gut discovery, a recovery discussion. There's a good headline at Natural News. Your gut bacteria may be telling you what to eat in order to feed them. Right? Is it about feeding your body, or is our appetite, are our cravings more related to what's happening in our microbiome? And apparently two new studies reveal that the bacterial composition in the intestines actually does impact your dietary choices and even your reproductive success. I've said for many years that the aberrant, let's say, cravings can be associated and very often are associated with mineral deficiencies, for instance. Okay? So if we are depleted of any one thing, if we talk about chromium, we talk about cravings due to blood sugar dysregulation, hypoglycemia, for instance, and you'll be craving any candy bar that you see on the news or in a commercial, or anywhere near you. Because your body is so deficient in ability to deliver sugar appropriately to the cells, or bring it back out where it's stored. But it might be preceding that point. If you are to assimilate appropriately the minerals, well, let's hope that you're eating whole unprocessed foods, and let's hope that you're taking 100% whole food-based, if you will, or real food supplementation, mineral supplementation. But what if the gut is so destroyed and the microbiome is hardly in existence anymore? Might you have difficulty even assimilating the best stuff on earth? It might be corrupted. It's true. And so this idea that the bacteria, the microbiome, can impact what you crave, and when you have that healthy microbiome and you listen to it, you've heard of it. It's been said for many years. Listen to your gut. What does your gut tell you? Super Don, what does your gut tell you? I need to do a coffee enema, doesn't it? Is that what it's saying?
No.
It's not saying that?
No.
All right. Well, maybe you don't. But no, the point is cravings are associated with what? Microbiome function, imbalance, balance, whatever it is. And so, you know, obviously these are animal models that they first start, looking to say, what are these critters in your body hungry for? And they start, you know, directing you in that way. Now, that's a very humbling place to be. Because I have said so. I don't have a problem saying that I believe we are creatures of God. Not government, of course. But some would say, but you're saying you're giving all the credit to microbes. Well, who created the microbes? Who created this system of a physical human body to be reliant upon bugs, if you will? This way. Was this an aberration? No, this is the way it was designed. So no, I don't think it's upsetting or insulting to God or the Creator to say, you know what? We learn a lot. We get a lot of information through the microbiome. Nothing wrong with that. Destroying the microbiome, however, there could be something wrong with that. We've been trying it for 100 years now, just about, especially with the advent of sulfate drugs and antibiotic drugs in the 20th century. Then the PR goes to, well, bad bugs, right? Superbugs. But superbugs are not super. They've just made an adaptation through expressing new genetic material so they can eat antibiotics for lunch. They're no stronger than they were before. It's just that modern man and his arrogance can't kill them with toxic chemo. So if we're needing to tamp down a microbial burden that's imbalanced and really threatening us, would we not be better off tamping it down with something like silver, a mineral that is normally occurring in food and water, but we can isolate in a healthy way in colloidal silver or silver hydrosol. And then find out that the properties of silver also are wonderful because they are powerful adjuncts in accelerated recovery of tissue integrity, healthy new tissue regeneration. Wow, that's pretty cool. That's why the silver aloe, and aloe, a beautiful plant that God created as well, is going to get in there and do wonderful things too. And the two of them together, amazing. And then we put those minerals back in. Then we put the microbiome critters back in, and they have a right place to live. Amazing how simple it can be. Amazing how simple it can be. So, not only that, but the gut plays a huge role in the development of type 2 diabetes. Again, I come back to this not only because of the chromium deficiency, but sometimes the lack of the ability to assimilate the nutrients because the corruption is so severe. The leaky gut is so bad. Okay? What we can do to heal it, you keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll let you know. All right, we got a cannabis update coming up because it is football season, and I will review again my recommendations for your favorite NFL players if they want to survive this season without brain and nervous system injury.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Coming up after the news break, top of the hour, we got Chris Farr, not a doc. We're going to talk gallbladders. We're going to talk hepatitis C chemotherapy and more. And, of course, the number 866-939-BELL. The show notes are up. Thanks to Cap Morgan. Go to robertscottbell.com, including in those notes. A lot of events that are coming up. A lot of events. And the first one on the list is August 24th through the 27th at the Hyatt Regency Orlando. It's the National by FCA. That's the Florida Chiropractic Association. I'll be broadcasting from there. But the big one is Cancer Prevention Convention. And that's happening Sunday the 27th. Was that 2 weeks from now or 3 weeks from now, Super Don? I don't know how to do math. I think it's
what's the date again?
The 27th. It's going to be a Sunday because we're going to be live on the air.
27th. Agreed.
I think it's 3 weeks.
3 weeks from now.
3 weeks from today, Cancer Prevention Convention in Grosse Ile, just outside of Detroit. All-day affair.
And no, Grosse Ile is not a selection on a Chinese food menu.
Yeah, it's not a Grosse Ile. It's really like a Gross Point Island. Maybe well, I don't know. It's just going to be a cool place. It's like an airplane hangar it's going to be in. So there's going to be a lot of folks there. We'll have Ty Bollinger and family, Doc of Detox, Doc Newsom. Who else is Dr. Tony Jimenez? My gosh, it's a great line. We're going to have a great time that day. And then Food is Medicine, Curacao. We got that delayed. I'm going to go down to Curacao, check it out for everybody that's nervous because it's close to Venezuela. I'm going to show you how that healing island is going to be the place to be. We'll get to that. The Truth About Cancer Live, that's going to happen October 5th, 6th, and 7th in Orlando. Then, my gosh, I'm going all the way out to the West Coast right after that to Marlene's Market and Deli, Tacoma, Washington. Great health food store. I've lectured there before. It's been a number of years. They've asked me to come back. So we got a live radio broadcast on the 11th Wednesday, and then immediately following a live free lecture for the public. So anybody in the SeaTac area, come and see me at Marlene's Market in Deli. Then I'm going to speak at the Natural Products Association Northwest Portland, Oregon on silver and immunity, and that's Friday, October 13th. Then we have two events simultaneous. I'm going to be speaking on October 20th at both of them, in the morning at the annual International Iridology and Integrative Healthcare Congress, and then the Schizencephaly Convention, which is a rare brain disorder for children. We're going to cover that, and that's both on Friday, the 20th of October. So I'm going to leave it at that for now, but my goodness, it's football season, Super Don. NFL has started. Yeah. Preseason is happening.
The hits keep on coming.
Yeah, and that means, in a weird way, because I wouldn't think the NFL would actually endorse this, but maybe they will.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Yo, Dr. Green Thumb, come on back, we're high. Apparently, the NFL is working a little faster than the federal government and acknowledging a role for cannabis for the safety of the players. They're offering a study to study it to treat pain, and it is an incredible substance. CBD, THC, the combination, however you want to do it. The point is, this is a medicine, a plant from God, and it needs to be embraced. We can get people off of opioids. We've covered stories like this, and the NFL Players Association is really grasping that conclusion that this is going to be neuroprotective and neuroregenerative for people that are suffering from the chronic, what was it called? CFE? I can't even remember
CTE,
it at this point.
I think
CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Yes.
So this constant hits to the head. And I posed this a few days ago on the air that if you're a kid playing, if you're a high schooler, if you're a college student, much less a pro player, you want to be on CBD because it's legal as a supplement in all 50 states. If you can get the THC, that's fine too. They both have benefit for brain and neurological health. But the CBD alone is quite extraordinary in the efficacy for protecting the brain and nervous system. I mentioned the use of Natrum Sulfuricum, the homeopathic remedy, in addition to Arnica Montana. I mentioned the role of essential fatty acids. I didn't mention the role of silica. This is important. 100% whole food form of silica is also critical for brain and neurological integrity. So there are a number of things that we can do to protect the players of these vicious sports like the NFL with a chronic hitch to the head that are creating lifelong problems that don't need to happen. So folks, if you have anybody that you love playing football, tune into the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll go through this again. If you have additional questions, we may even get to talk to Chris Barr about it after the break, talking about brain and nervous system health. Remember, folks, you want to supercharge all of your antioxidants, including the selenium we talk about here. Get yourself some Echo Water. Go to robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. You want CBD? Go to pluscbdoil.com. 15% off RSV15. The power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science. And of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.